This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a Russian attack on Ukraine's southern port of Odessa early on Sunday damaged almost 50 buildings. 25 of them, architectural monuments in the Greek consulate, was among the affected structures.
The liquidation of the aftermath of the Russian terrorist attack on our Odessa continues all day today. 19 missiles of different types were launched on purpose to make them harder to shoot down and cause more destruction.
The cathedral that was hit on Sunday is of the Moscow-linked Ukrainian Orthodox Church, Ukraine's second-largest church. Most Ukrainian Orthodox believers belong to a separate branch of the faith formed 4 years ago by uniting branches independent of Russian authority. Russia has been pounding Odessa and other Ukrainian food export facilities nearly daily over the past week. Poland is banning a Russian tennis player from entering the country for a tournament, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
Poland's interior ministry says Russian tennis player Vera Dzwonareva cannot enter the country, thereby hindering her from participating in the BNP Paribas Warsaw Open. Poland, which supports Ukraine in its war against Russia, says Dzwonareva, a former world number two player who additionally holds a French passport, is on a banned list and not allowed entry into the country for state and public security reasons. It stresses that Poland opposes the Russian and Belarusian regimes and those in support of them. In a statement, the Women's Tennis Association, or the WTA, says it's evaluating the situation. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Indonesia authorities say at least 15 people died, 19 are missing after a ferry sank off of Sulawesi Island. Authorities in Ecuador say the mayor of the country's third largest city has been slain in a shooting that killed one other person and wounded four more, including two suspected